From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill today, sharply different takes on President Bush's speech on Iraq. Last night, the president said that, like most Americans, he sees the images of violence and bloodshed coming from Iraq, and he called them horrifying.
Amid all this violence, I know Americans ask the question, is the sacrifice worth it? It is worth it, and it is vital to the future security of our country.
It was a speech that Democrats took issue with today and that Republicans sought to reinforce. NPR's David Walna has the story.
The first order of business on the Senate floor today was not the interior spending bill lawmakers are racing to finish. It was instead reviews of the president's speech. And you might be forgiven for thinking senators from each party had heard different speeches last night. Here's Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison.
I thought the president's candor was refreshing. He didn't say this is all hunky-dory. Oh, no. He said this is a long, hard road.
But that's not what Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin heard.
The president announced nothing new last night. He repeated what he said before about the ultimate goal in Iraq of establishing democracy and bringing our troops home. He did not give any sign that he sees a need to change course.
Senate Democrats were bothered in particular by the president's repeated references to the September 11th attacks as he spoke about Iraq. Jay Rockefeller, who's the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, held a news conference to challenge the ties he said Mr. Bush suggested between 9/11 and the war in Iraq.
It had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. It had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It had nothing to do with September 11th, which he managed to mention three or four times and infer three or four more times. They like that. It's easier for them. There was no connection between these things and Saddam Hussein and the weapons of mass destruction, which, of course, were not there.
Back on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican John Kyle said some people will never acknowledge that anything President Bush does is, as he put it, correct or good.
Those people are not going to be persuaded. But the vast majority of Americans who were listening, I submit, will appreciate the fact that we do have a good strategy, that the president is not trying to engage in happy talk. He repeatedly said this was going to be difficult. But it's also important for him to point out the successes, because the news media isn't likely to do that as fully as it should.
And Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, who chairs the Committee on Military Spending, proclaimed that Iraq is not Vietnam. Stevens said the U.S. can and will successfully complete its operations in Iraq.
The only way we can lose in Iraq is if we defeat ourselves, if we fail to stay the course. The American people and those of us who have chosen to represent them cannot let that happen. Americans do not abandon friends in hard times. We do not run from duty and responsibility of history. Our will does not waver. Our resolve will not break.
But Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed warned that the U.S. Army may break if the strains of the war and shortfalls in recruiting go on much longer.
If we're serious about winning this struggle, we have to go ahead, I think, have a larger army, recruit that army, and it's much more difficult today than it was 3 years ago. We have to provide the other resources. We have to engage our international allies. And none of that, I think, was really spoken about last evening by the president.
Despite such criticism, there are few Democrats in the Senate saying it's time for the U.S. to set a timetable for pulling out of Iraq. If there's a consensus between both parties, it's that the country cannot afford defeat. David Walna, NPR News, the Capitol.